Growing up under the flight path for Seattle's International Airport, Lucas Peters dreamed of all the places those airplanes could take him. A bit after college, he left the U.S. for Morocco. Now he and his Moroccan wife are raising a family as he operates a tour and photography business out of Tangier. Lucas tells us about his favorite places to visit in Morocco in just a bit. And listeners share some of the things they like to design their travels around. Let's start today's Travel with Rick Steves with a fresh look at a warm weather getaway, not really that far away, in the middle of Central America. Costa Rica. It's a surf destination, a biodiversity haven, a paradise for adrenaline junkies, and it's nestled between Nicaragua and Panama in the skinniest part of Central America. It's a peaceful mecca for yoga enthusiasts and for adventure seekers alike, wrapped up in a small country about the size of West Virginia. Costa Rica is on two coasts, both the Caribbean and the Pacific. Tour guide and travel writer Nikki Solano became enchanted with Costa Rica 15 years ago. It's where she met her now husband, Ricky, who's a native Tico. Nikki joins us now on Travel with Rick Steves to share how Costa Rica captured her heart with its famously easygoing Pura Vida lifestyle. Nikki, thanks for being here.
Hi, Rick. Thanks so much for having me.
So it's the Nikki and Ricky show in the Tico country.
People get a kick out of that, that we're Nikki and Ricky. I swear we didn't plan it that way.
And Tico, is that the nickname for people from Costa Rica?
Yeah, so if you identify with male, then you're a Tico. And if you identify with female, then you're a Tica.
There you go. Hey, tell us how you met your husband. Because you're from Canada, and he's a Tico.
He is. He's born and raised Costa Rican. The most proudest Tico that I've ever come across in my travels. So I met him about 15 years ago on a whitewater rafting tour down Costa Rica's famous Pecuari River.
What a souvenir.
Hey, you know, I don't know if I've ever told anybody this, but I tipped him $20 and I say that was the best $20 that I've ever spent.
15 years ago in Costa Rica, that's probably a pretty good tip.
You know, I was a lone backpacker and I searched around seeing if anybody could break that 20 for a while.
Yeah.
And they couldn't. So.
Well, that's a tip right there. When you're going to countries that have a lot of tipping and that are not that expensive, you got to break those big bills.
Absolutely.
And otherwise, you're going to do a lot of $20 tips when maybe you didn't want to quite spend that much money. Hey, what's special for you, other than Ricky, about Costa Rica? Because thumbing through your Moon guidebook to Costa Rica, it's so clear you love Costa Rica. What is it about Costa Rica, other than Ricky, that stole your heart?
Yeah, I mean, there's two things. Well, there's a lot of things I love about Costa Rica, but there's two main things. The first I'd say that I fell in love with right away was that Pura Vida lifestyle. So just that relaxed, laid back, love life, love the simple, small things philosophy. So that kind of hit me right away. And then I'd say probably within the past maybe 5, 6, 7 years, I've grown to love how much Costa Ricans love their country. And this comes through a lot in the sustainability initiatives that a lot of people are taking on. So they recognize that their country is beautiful and needs protection, and they're doing a lot to try to conserve it.
You know, when I think of Central America, I think of civil strife and war-torn countries and abusive governments and harsh colonialism and banana republics and imperialism and difficulties that, to be honest, are still a big problem in most countries in Central America. And I always wonder how Costa Rica kind of missed out on all that heartache. And my hunch is it was less interesting for the original conquistadors and less interesting for big American corporations that wanted all those bananas. Does that make any sense to you? Or why, if you go back 100 years, was there all that interest in the other countries and Costa Rica didn't get colonized to the same degree?
Yeah, that's a good question, Rick. I don't know if I've ever really given it much thought. I don't know. I mean, Costa Rica was, it had a lot to offer. If we go back 100 years, I mean, coffee was becoming a very important crop. It kind of took over the nation a little bit. That's why they call it the golden bean. So I don't know. I'm not quite sure why it wouldn't have been as attractive.
Well, it's just a real blessed country. That's for sure, any way you look at it. And I'm always fascinated by talking with other guidebook writers because we're usually doing work when we're in the country that we like so much because we really care about our guidebooks. And clearly, when I look through the Moon Guidebook on Costa Rica, you've put your heart and soul into that book. But when you're vacationing in Costa Rica, where do you go to get away from the responsibilities of listing all the hotels and the tour guides? Where do you go just to hang out with Ricky?
Yeah, so we usually escape to off the beaten path locales because, like you said, when we're working, we're always kind of checking out those hotels and popular beach areas. So we tend to escape to more remote areas. We really like spots on the Osa Peninsula, which is quite remote. We also like a spot called San Gerardo de Dota, which is a small little non-touristy town up in the mountains. There's a lot of great bird watching up there, a lot of great nature reserves that you can check out.
So there is an interesting notion of just, you want to have a beach vacation, but if you missed the high country, you'd be missing a big important slice and part of the charm of Costa Rica.
You'd be missing a lot. Yeah, I mean, for Costa Rica vacations, it's quite common for people to visit 2 to 3 different destinations during their trip. So I always recommend save the beach for last and select at least 2 places in the either in the mountains or just in an inland region to get a lot of that wildlife, a lot of the culture, a lot of the adventure activities.
This is Travel with Rick Steves, and we are talking with Nikki Solano, who writes the Moon Guidebook to Costa Rica. Her website is nikkisolano.com. That's Nikki with 2 Ks, N-I-K-K-I. And what I would like to talk about, Nikki, now is this sort of unique, I would say, lifestyle, and that's Pura Vida. I love that song, Don't Worry, Be Happy. I would imagine that could be the national anthem of Costa Rica. Tell us about Pura Vida.
Yeah, so Pura Vida translates to pure life in English, but it's not so much about living purely. It's just about living simply and being kind of comfortable with not a lot of things, trying to live life without a lot of stress, making sure you take time to spend with family and friends, and more recently, taking time to do what you can to protect the nature around you and make sure that Costa Rica is around for many years to come.
Boy, I think if ever environmentalism and conservation was a practical investment, it would be in the case of Costa Rica. Because I know in other countries in Central America, they've had government buy international corporations that really have no concern for the sustainability of some dimension of the environment, especially natural parks and so on, and they're paying the price today. And Costa Rica sees the natural environment as a resource to be protected.
And also a great source of income through tourism.
Yeah.
So sustainable tourism is very big in Costa Rica right now. And we see it in 2 different ways. The government's doing a lot in terms of enacting these programs to try to protect the land, but also just individuals around the country, business owners, hotel owners, restaurant owners, they're doing what they can within their own business practices to try to, you know, protect the land around them and keep it beautiful.
It's a kind of enlightenment, I would think. So back to Pura Vida, I love to go to a country where one word kind of fits it all if you're in a good mood. And Pura Vida can be used if you're a traveler in Costa Rica. What are the uses of the word or the phrase Pura Vida?
Sure. So you can use Pura Vida almost any time that you're trying to say something that has a positive tone. So if somebody asks you a question and you want to answer positively, you can say Pura Vida. So for instance, Rick, if you said, hey, how's this interview going? I could say it's Pura Vida.
Ah,
if,
good.
If somebody, you know, asks how you're feeling, you can respond Pura Vida. So you can just kind of incorporate it throughout your language. Even if you don't speak Spanish, muttering a quick Pura Vida to a Costa Rican is a great thing to do on vacation.
So if I'm on a beach and some salesman's trying to sell me something and I'm not in the mood to buy anything, I could say, no gracias, Pura Vida.
That's exactly what I would say. No gracias, Pura Vida.
And that's like, no thanks, but life is good. Carry on.
That's exactly right. And he'll be thinking, okay, I didn't make a sale, but
Pura Vida. And in Spain, you know, it's just great to say hola or hasta luego. And the same thing, Pura Vida.
Same thing, Pura Vida.
Yeah. And when things go wrong, your luggage lost at the airport,
no, Pura Vida. No, we only usually say Pura Vida when we're referring to something positive.
Okay, I got it. Now, when you think broader cultural terms about this Pura Vida lifestyle, there's a focus on family and friends in Costa Rica, I would imagine. And tell us a little bit about, because you're married into the culture, basically, you know, hanging out with the family, choosing to do a family time rather than a lot of TV. Or well, how does that work?
Traditionally, Latino families are quite large. My husband's family is absolutely no exception. He has upwards of 100 cousins. So it's quite a lot. Usually when we get together as a family, there's a lot of people, a lot of loud music, some karaoke, and tons of really great homemade Costa Rican food. So usually if we're spending time together, we're either cooking or we're eating or dancing or singing.
You're a tour guide, and when you mentioned food, I just thought, yes, because one of my favorite things to do lately is take a food tour. I don't know if you do food tours or not, but if you were going to take me on a little adventure experiencing four or five special taste treats in Costa Rica, what would we do together? What would we eat?
Well, there's two things that you will eat pretty much every single day, no matter where you travel. So for breakfast, Ticos always eat something called gallo pinto, which is a white rice and typically black bean blend. They have it every day for breakfast, so you'll get that no matter where you are. For lunch or for dinner, they serve something called casado, which is typically rice and beans again on the plate with a protein, so either a fish, a chicken, or a beef, and lots of sides. So popular side options are mixed vegetables, sometimes patacones, which are smashed and fried plantains, a slice of fried cheese, or a home-cooked tortilla. And then for the really great food, you have to go to the Caribbean coast because you get a lot of those really rich Caribbean-inspired plates. So that's where you'll find your coconut rice and beans, jerk chicken, again, patacones, and lots of really good food made with love.
Oh, made with love. Made with love. A Pura Vida approach. And you know, when you think of the tourism industry, talk just a bit about surfing. And I know yoga always comes up when I hear people talking about Costa Rica.
Yeah, so yoga and surf are very popular activities, mainly on the Pacific coast, but you can also access them on the Caribbean coast as well. And they tend to go hand in hand. So a lot of places that offer surf retreats or surf lessons will also offer yoga retreats and yoga classes. So if you're interested in surf and yoga, you can either come to Costa Rica on an all-inclusive retreat, or if you already have some experience, you can pick a beach town and pretty much anywhere you go, you can get a yoga class or a surf lesson and kind of do it on your own.
Nikki Solano, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your passion and your love of Costa Rica. Congratulations on your guidebook, The Moon Guidebook to Costa Rica. And I hope to see you sometime down in Pura Vida country. Best wishes.
Thanks, Rick. Pura Vida.
Nikki Solano and her husband Ricky run the CostaRicaTravelBlog.com. She also writes the Moon Costa Rica Guidebook and offers a month-by-month guide for Costa Rica trip planning at NikkiSolano.com. A fellow guidebook author joins us next with a look at his favorite places to explore in his home base of Morocco. It's Travel with Rick Steves.